My name is Frank, and I'm Pastor Kim's husband, and we are one of those clergy couples, you know, and where I have just recently retired from. I just want to tell you now, my youthful appearance notwithstanding, I will be 66 the first week in August. So I know that I only look about 30, but I am in fact 65 and recently retired, and happily so. I think I'm going to find happiness in retirement. At least that looks pretty promising right now, and looking forward to that. So today, I have an inside track with your pastor. So I said, what are you going to be preaching about today? So the message this morning is going to come from the life of Noah. Okay, so I thought maybe it'd be, you know, sometimes we talk about there will be a quiz afterwards. I'm going to give you the quiz beforehand. Okay, so where I come from, we couldn't do the children's message like we typically did. We call it the calling all kids time, and there'd be anywhere from one to a dozen kids that usually would come up, and they'd all gather around and bunch in together, and probably right now that's just not a good idea. And I have my mask pulled down because it's almost impossible to really talk through a mask. I don't mind wearing a mask. I think it's the right thing to do, so I support that. And I think everything we can do to prevent further spread of an unwanted, very, very potentially deadly disease, we need to try and do that. We just need to be good sports about that and just be good team players. So I want to be a good team player too. And so today that means giving you this brief quiz. So what I was trying to say was we went from calling it all kids to just simply calling it a moment for the child in all of us, okay? So this is a moment for the child in all of us, and it amounts to a quiz about Noah, all right? Now, you know about Noah? How many of you have ever heard of Noah? Okay, some of you haven't. You haven't been around here for a while yet, but you'll catch on. Have you heard about Noah? You know a little bit about Noah? Oh, let's see how much you know, okay? All right. So, okay, now here's just a few questions here. Noah's father's name was Methuselah, Lamech, or Seth? Who? Okay, how many think Seth? How many think... What was the other one? How many think Methuselah? How many think Lamech? It is, in fact, Lamech. You are correct. It is, in fact, Lamech. Chapter 5, verse 28. In Genesis, okay. Noah's father was how old when Noah was born? Now, you know, there again, this is all in fun. Don't take this too seriously. I mean, if you don't know anything about Noah, you need to go back and start in the end of chapter 5 of Genesis and read through a little bit. But good time to learn. Noah's father was how old when Noah was born? Was he 182, 321, or 49?
No.
182, 321, or 49? 321. 321? Oh, great. Actually, it was 182. 182. All right. All right. Okay. Another question. Noah had three sons. Which of these was not one of the sons of Noah? Enoch, Shem, or Japheth? Which one was not Enoch, Shem, or Japheth?
The last one.
The last one? Japheth was not one of his sons?
I think it's the middle one.
Shem was not one of his sons?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Actually, it was Enoch. Enoch was not one of the sons. All right. Now, okay. So, okay. Who can name all three of the sons of Noah? You know them? All right, all good fun. Shem, you know, that's where the name the Semites, you've heard of the Semites, which is the reference to the Hebraic people, Jewish people, Semites, it comes from the word Shem. They were sons of Shem, okay? So actually, it was Enoch was not a son of Noah. It was Shem, Ham, and Japheth are the three sons of Noah. All right, so, okay, number four, God saw that people of the earth had become prosperous, lukewarm, or corrupt?
Corrupt.
Well, you all got that one. Masters of corruption. Okay. Number five, Noah was described as ruthless, blameless, or thoughtless. All right. Blameless. He was a man who was found blameless, or God saw him as being blameless. The earth was to be deluged by fire, flood, or sandstorm. Flood. All right, very good. Noah's flood. God told Noah to build an ark. How long was the flood to be? Longer than a country mile? Longer than a football field? Longer than 500 cubits? The answer actually is longer than a football field. Longer than a football field. Actually, it was to be 450 feet. Is the way it's described in the NIV, New International Version. So I think in the King James it may have been measured in cubits, and I knew the cubits would be a stumbling point for you, because cubits, I mean, cubits is a very good biblical name, right? Like mandrakes and stuff like that. Okay, the last thing. In the midst of the society that had become corrupt, we are told that Noah found what with God? Did he find advantage with God, possibilities with God, or favor with God? Noah found favor. And you know, that's just another word for grace. In fact, in some of the old translations, I think the King James says, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. What a wonderful thing. What a wonderful thing. You know, I was talking to your pastor about that this morning a little bit. And I said, you know, we kind of agreed that, you know, these other things that we've mentioned early on in this brief quiz are really trivial matters. It doesn't make any difference how old Noah's father was. It doesn't make a whole lot of difference how long the ark was going to be. I mean, people can name all the dimensions of the ark, but when you ask about what it means to find favor with God, we just seem to get a little quiet about that. But Noah was described early on as a man who walked with God. Noah was a man who walked with God. What does that mean to us, to walk with God? That's certainly a good way to find favor in God's eyes. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, there's just a lot for us to learn, and we thank you for the lives of men and women in the Old Testament and the New Testaments in the Scripture that we value and we love so much, that teach us how to walk with you and teach us the importance of learning to walk with you. May the life of Noah teach us more about that today, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.